Okay, so you're thinking about trying out Delaney Park Dentistry, huh? Well, their location right by Lake Lucerne does sound pretty nice, I have to admit. But I'm guessing you're probably more interested in, like, their actual dental work than the view, right?
Yeah. What's really interesting about this info you sent over is that it's like a mix of patient testimonials and their website, but like way more detailed.
Yeah, it really does give this unique kind of like insider perspective on how they do things.
Totally. The first thing that really jumped out at me was that they've been around since 1974. Like, Dr. Hudson McCorkle started it way back then. And now his son, Dr. Michael McCorkle, is running the show.
Wow, 1974. That's not just a family business at that point. That's a legacy. It makes you think about like the connection they must have to the community and the commitment to keeping up a certain standard of care for all those years.
It really makes you wonder if maybe those long-term patient relationships they've built could mean a more personalized experience for new patients, too.
It's definitely possible, and that's something we can sort of keep in the back of our minds as we go through everything. Are there signs of that personal touch in things like patient testimonials? We should keep an eye out for that.
Absolutely. We'll circle back to that for sure. Now, one thing they mention a lot is this whole conservative, caring, gentle treatment philosophy. It's like they're going for this more relaxing, spa-like vibe, which, let's be real, is something everyone wants from their dentist.
It's smart. Lots of practices just focus on like, technical skills and stuff, but Delaney Park seems to get that patient comfort and how they're feeling matters just as much.
For sure. And speaking of what they DO, they seem to do it all. General dentistry, restorative work like fillings and crowns, even cosmetic stuff like veneers and teeth whitening, which reminds me, I've always kind of wanted to try that.
Their restorative dentistry, especially their work with dental implants, really seems to be something they're proud of. They talk a lot about their minimally invasive approach, which I find super interesting.
Okay, yeah, less invasive is always good, especially when it comes to implants. Tell me more about that.
So basically, they try to keep as much of your natural tooth structure as possible. They use all these specific techniques and technology to make it less traumatic for, the surrounding tissues and everything. And that can mean faster healing, less discomfort, maybe even better results in the long run.
So less pain and quicker recovery sounds like a total win-win. And it's really cool that you mentioned technology because I did notice they seem to be big on staying up to date with the latest advancements in dentistry.
Oh, absolutely. And that's something I always look for too. Dentistry is constantly changing and improving. So when a practice is dedicated to always learning and keeping up with the newest stuff, it shows they really care about giving their patients the best possible care.
It's like they're saying, hey, we're invested in staying ahead of the curve, which is reassuring, you know.
Sure.
But going back to what you were saying about their whole approach to patient care, they did include some real patient stories in this document, right?
They did, yeah. Testimonials can be really insightful, although it's always smart to, take them with a grain of salt.
Oh, for sure. But sometimes those real stories from actual people can be way more telling than any fancy brochure or website. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What kind of things are patients saying about them?
Well, people talk about a bunch of different stuff, but one thing that seems to come up a lot is how warm and welcoming the atmosphere is. Like, there's this one patient, Jane, who says the team's kindness and empathy really helped her with her dental anxiety, which, let's face it.
Yeah, who isn't a little nervous about going to the
All
dentist,
right,
right?
exactly.
Did any other stories kind of stand out to you?
Yeah, there's one from a guy named David that I thought was really interesting. He talks about how Delaney Park Dentistry basically helped him get his confidence back after like years of not taking care of his teeth. He says they didn't just fix his smile, they like improved his whole life.
It's amazing how much of an impact our oral health can have on our overall well-being, isn't it?
Totally. It's about feeling good about yourself, inside and out. And that actually reminds me of something else we haven't talked about yet, their community involvement. They seem to do a lot to promote oral health education outside of the practice itself.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Like offering workshops and seminars and stuff. I was kind of wondering about that. Like, what's the benefit for them? Is it just like a PR thing?
It's definitely good PR, but I think it's more than that. I think it shows they really care about educating people and like giving them the tools to take charge of their own oral health. It's about being proactive, not just reactive,
Yeah. Like, we're not just here to fix your problems, we're here to help you prevent them in the first place.
Exactly. And that fits right in with their whole philosophy of conservative care, right? by focusing on prevention and catching things early, they could actually be saving people from needing more invasive, expensive treatments later down the line.
Makes sense. It's like a win-win for everyone involved. So we've covered a lot of ground here. Their history, their focus on patient comfort, their use of technology, what actual patients are saying about them, even how they're involved in the community. Is there anything else in these notes that really stands out to you?
Actually, yeah, there is one more thing. It's a small detail, but I think it says a lot about how much they care about their patients' experience. When they're describing their services, they make a point of mentioning that they want to create a relaxing, welcoming environment. And they even offer things like blankets and headphones to help people feel more comfortable.
Okay, I have to admit, I am one of those people who gets a little tense in the dentist's chair, so I would absolutely appreciate those little touches. It's cool that they're paying attention to those little things that can make a big difference.
Totally. It's like they recognize that going to the dentist can be kind of stressful, so they're taking those extra steps to make it a more positive experience for people. They even mention having aromatherapy diffusers in their treatment rooms.
Whoa, okay, now that is fancy. I'm almost tempted to make an appointment just to check out the ambiance. But seriously, it sounds like they're really going all out with this whole spa-like atmosphere.
It's definitely a far cry from those like super sterile clinical dental offices that a lot of us are used to, that's for sure.
It sounds like they've really thought about how to design an environment where people can feel relaxed and at ease, which honestly can make a world of difference when it comes to dental care.
100%. It can completely change the whole experience, especially for people who get anxious about going to the dentist.
You're so right. It's not just about, you know, drills and fillings. It's the whole experience. And it sounds like they're really going above and beyond to try to make that experience a good one.
Based on everything we've seen so far, they definitely seem to be. But just like with any healthcare decision, it's always a good idea to, you know, do your research.
100%. We've gone over their approach to things, their history, how they use technology. We've even gotten to hear what actual patients have to say about them. So how can our listeners take all this info and figure out if Delaney Park Dentistry is the right fit for them?
Well, at the end of the day, it really comes down to what you want and need from a dentist. You know, what matters most to you? Is it their experience and what they specialize in? How much they emphasize a certain treatment philosophy? Or maybe it's more about the overall vibe and how they treat their patients.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like, you know, finding the right pair of shoes. What's perfect for one person could be totally wrong for someone else.
Exactly. And that's where scheduling a consultation can be so helpful. It's your chance to actually meet the team, ask them any questions you might have, and just get a feel for the place.
Like a first date, but for your teeth.
That's one way to put it.
Right. You can read every online review out there, but sometimes you just got to experience it for yourself to know if it's a good fit, you know?
I totally agree.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Delaney Park Dentistry, what would you say is the biggest takeaway for our listeners today?
For me, it's about remembering that you have a voice and you have choices when it comes to your own healthcare, and that includes dental care. Don't be afraid to ask questions, do your research, and find a dentist who really understands your needs and makes you feel comfortable and confident in their care.
Yes, I love that. You have a voice in your own healthcare.
You do. You deserve a dentist who listens to you, understands what you want, and gives you the best possible care in a way that makes you feel good.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe Delaney Park Dentistry is the perfect fit for you. But even if it's not, I hope this deep dive has given you some things to think about and helped you feel more confident about finding the dental practice that I, the perfect fit. Until next time, happy diving, everyone.